Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to complete Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're going to do Perek Dalid, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So says the Mishnah, Shofar Shal Hashanah, in Ma'avir Nalav Esatchum. In order to do the mitzvah of Shofar and Hashanah, you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum Shabbos, even though that will cost you the opportunity to do the mitzvah by not going outside the Tchum Shabbos. And even though Tchum Shabbos is not an Isser Da'oraisa, and blowing the Shofar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, we don't say that aseh is docha los aseh over here, that even for los aseh midrabanan, they don't say it. Just like you're not allowed to do malacha in order to do the mitzvah of shofar, you're also not allowed to violate a din d'rabanan in order to do the mitzvah of shofar. So the Chum are telling you, to be okay dev min haTorah b'shevi al tasa, to not do a din midoraisa, but they're telling you to do b'shevi al tasa by passively not going and hearing the shofar. Vein mefakchin of a sagal. You're not allowed to remove a pile of rocks that's on top of a shofar in order to be able to fetch the shofar, because that is muktzah. So that too is nisud rabbanan, but you're not allowed to violate the nisud rabbanan in order to do the mitzvah of shofar. And lo olin bi'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree in order to get a shofar. Also nisud rabbanan, lo rochman al gabi behemav, lo shatan al panei ma'im. You're not allowed to ride on an animal or swim in the water in order to get a shofar, because again, these are all nisud rabbanan. Vein chotchin also, you're not allowed to, if the shofar needs to be repaired, you're not allowed to cut it. Bein b'davar shum mishum shvus, whether it's by doing something that's nisid rabbanon, bein b'davar shum mishum lo saseh, or whether you're violating a nisid midaraisa, like by using a saw which would not be with a shinoi, and there would therefore be a nisid daraisa. Avalim ratza liten letocha mayim o yayin yitain. But if you want to rinse a shofar out with water or with wine to make it sound a little bit better, you're allowed to do so, because that's not a violation of a nisid rabbanon of Tikkun Mana. So even though you're not allowed to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Ein ma'akvin asati nokos milit koa. We don't stop children from blowing the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Aval misaskin iman ad sheilamdu. So what we do is, if they're mature enough to be trained, we can even help them, train them, and teach them to blow shofar until they get to the point that they learn. Meaning, even though we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we're allowed to teach children how to blow shofar on Shabbos. So the if a person is doing something else and he blows the shofar without any intention whatsoever to do the mitzvah, he's not yotzei the mitzvah. And if you hear the shofar being blown by somebody who's not trying to do the mitzvah of shofar, then you also are not yotzei the mitzvah, even though you're having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. The person doing the maisa of the tkiyah has to have in mind that this should be for a mitzvah. If he's not having in mind it should be for a mitzvah, he's not yotzei himself, and he can't be motzi other people either. So the final Mishnah in the Masechta talks about the particular types of sounds that a shofar makes. We have a tkiya and we have a trua. So how many times do you have to blow each one? So say the tkiya sholosh, sholosh, sholosh. There are three sets of three blasts that we blow. Tkiya, trua, tkiya, three times. Shir tkiya k'sholosh truos. A tkiya is as long as three truos. Shir trua k'sholosh yivavos. A trua is as long as three very short notes. Taka b'rishona mashach b'shnei k'shtayim in b'yado ala achas. If you blew a first tkiya and for the regular amount of time, and then the second tkiya of that same set, you blew twice as long, it does not count as two tkiyos, as the last of the first set and the first of the next set. Misha Berach, if a person said the bracha of Musaf without the shofar being blown, because they didn't have a shofar, v'achar kach nesimana lo shofar, and then he had access to a shofar, tkiya mariv tkiya shalosh pamim. You could blow three sets of tkiya shu tkiya after Musaf is over. You don't need to repeat any of the brachos of Musaf. So now the Mishnah moves on to things that apply to tefillos throughout the year. So we said sometimes you could be motzi somebody else by doing a mitzvah on his behalf or saying words on his behalf. So we're going to talk about chazaras hashatz and being motzi other people. Kishem shashliach tzibur chayiv, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayiv. Just like the shliach tzibur has to say his own silent shmoneh esrei and does not fulfill his mitzvah of tefillah purely through chazaras hashatz, so too every member of the shul has to say their own silent shema nesrei and is not yotze through chazaras hashatz. So anyone who's capable of saying tefillah themselves has to say the tefillah themselves. They cannot rely on the shliach tzibur. They only instituted chazaras hashatz for people who are incapable of davening themselves. Rambam Gamliel omer shliach tzibur motzi asra midei chavasan, that the shliach tzibur could be motzi everybody their chiyuv. Even someone who knows how to daven can fulfill the mitzvah of davening by listening to the shliach tzibur. Meaning it's not necessary for every individual to daven to themselves silently, because everyone could be yotzei their chiyuv by listening to the shliach tzibur. The requirement for everyone to daven silently before the chazaras hashatz was only to give the shliach tzibur time to review and to prepare the tefillah so that he'll be able to do it properly when he has to do it out loud. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that you're not allowed to violate even Yisurim Zerabanan in order to access a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're not allowed to go out of the Tchum Shabbos, you're not allowed to remove a pile of rubble, you're not allowed to climb a tree, you're not allowed to ride on an animal, you're not allowed to swim in the water, you're not allowed to cut the shofar, whether you're cutting it with something that's only Yisurim Zerabanan or something that's Nisur D'Oraisa. But if you just want to rinse out the shofar, that's not called Tikkun Mana, you're allowed to do that. We said that even though we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, you're allowed to train children to blow shofar on Shabbos. And we said that if a person is blowing shofar without any intention to be blowing the shofar for the mitzvah, he's not Yotze, and anyone who hears him is also not Yotze. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that there are three sets of three blasts of Tkiyah Truah Tkiyah, and the shear of a Tkiyah is the length of three Truahs, but the shear of a Truah, which is what we call a Shevarim, is the length of three Yevavos, which is what we call a Truah. If you blew a doubly long Tkiyah, it still only counts as one Tkiyah. If a person finished Musaf and didn't have a shofar, and then he gets access to a shofar, he does not have to repeat the brachas of Musaf. And then we said, Machlokas Tanakam and Ram Gamliel, whether each individual is obligated to daven a silent Shema Nesrei when the Shliach Tzibur anyway is going to do Chazar Shatz. Tanakam says, yes, silent Shema Nesrei is required, and Chazar Shatz is only for people who cannot say their own Shema Nesrei. And Ram Gamliel says, no, Chazar Shatz for everybody. So you don't need to daven your own Salon Shema Nesrei. They just give time for Salon Shema Nesrei, so the Shlich Tzibur is able to get it together. Okay, that brings us to the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow, we will pick up with the beginning of Maseches Tainis.